call the Board of Supervisors meeting for Wednesday, February 26th to order at 8:45 on the clock. We'll begin with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The Open Meetings Act is on the wall to my left. Attendance by observation, Jurgens, Hill, Bauman, Thiemann, Dorn, and Byers. Supervisor Lytle will be arriving just a little bit late. First, the consent agenda. Approve the general agenda. Approve minutes of the meeting held February 12, 2020. Approve all claims through February 26, 2020 in the amount of $547,756.81. Accept claim number 2002015 to Johnny's Welding in the amount of $61.49. Claim number 2002014 to Hard Rock Quarries in the amount of $3,864.48. And claim number 2002019 to Johnny's Welding in the amount of $417.75 to be voted on separately below. Approve and place on file correspondence received. Approve utility permit number 1148. Windstream Nebraska LLC will be trenching 3 inches wide. A 3-inch wide new VFC 25 cable, 5 foot below bottom of the south grader ditch for 1,159 feet, going north on Highway 41 along Southwest 86th Road to provide service to Joshua Niles at 5401 Southwest 86th Road, located in the southeast quarter section, 22, Township 6 North, Range 5 East, Claytonia Township. That's for a motion to approve the consent agenda.
Motion approved.
Moved by Byers, seconded by Bauman. Any discussion? Vote. 6 in favor. Motion carries. Up next, the regular agenda. Approve or disapprove claim number 2002015 to Johnny's Welding in the amount of $61.49 and claim number 2002019 to Johnny's Welding in the amount of $417.75.
I would move to approve.
Second.
Moved by Byers, seconded by Bauman. Discussion? Vote. 5 in favor, with Jurgens abstaining. Approve or disapprove claim number 2002014 to Hard Rock Quarries LLC in the amount of $3,864.48. This brings the total amount of claims approved through February 26, 2020 to $552,153.
I move to approve.
Second.
Moved by Byers, seconded by Bauman. Discussion? Vote. 5 in favor with Thiemann abstaining. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items. We have some public here today. Any comment? Wisdom?
Me?
Do you have something you'd like to say that's not on the agenda?
Me?
Yeah?
I think you want to talk about the 1 and 2 year plan.
Is that what you want to talk about, the 1 and 6?
Yeah.
Well, okay, that'll be on the agenda later.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, I'm sorry. I just thought maybe you had something for us for now.
Well, I will at that time.
That'd be unusual, Leonard.
We'll move on to committee reports. Building and grounds, winter lights.
Dave.
Good morning, Mr. Jones.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I just had a few items. Improvements over at the detention center. I did order new LED lights for Northwest 6 to replace the old ones that go bad. Those are security lights, so that will all be retrofitted. LED lights. In the boiler room, they do have a large circulating pump that pumps the hot water for the heat. That has just started leaking, so I did have notes order a new one to replace that. And I did get a work order from sheriffs down in the downstairs offices. There's one room, they call it the sheriff's sergeant's office, I believe, just to make some small improvements down there, some adding a few more lights and painting and hanging some boards on the walls so they can hang their holder, file holders, and things like that on the board.
tell them the deputies can handle that work, it'd be no problem.
I did not. I said we could probably squeeze that out.
All right. Just a suggestion.
And then I did bring up, I do not have a price yet, the drop box located to the east on the parking lot area. As always, it's very much used, and it's kind of troublesome when people do pull up. They can't quite swing around and get close enough to it. So it's suggested to me to put a, to widen, if we could widen that and put the drop box in the middle, just have two separate lanes, one going in, one going out. And so I'm going to get a price on that. I know that drop box is very convenient for people, and so we'll try and make it as safe and convenient as we can. So I'll get a price on that. And when I do that, I'd like to actually include, we have some bad sidewalk panels and possibly getting a better sidewalk over at the new sheriff's area. That's still a very narrow sidewalk going to the new sheriff's office. So maybe include all of those together. Well, that's what I have for today.
Thank you, Dave.
Thank you.
Thanks, Dave.
Over here. You don't need any driveway over here. Equalization.
Everything is equal.
Wonderful. Finance and insurance. Mr. Juergens.
Large ticket item. The Access Public Library funding, $11,500. Blue River funding, $17,430. Washington County Sheriff's Department, inmate boarding and medical, $14,895.65. The Access Concrete, Sand and Gravel, or Rock and Gravel, $32,373.28. Sat Brothers, Fuel, Oil, Antifreeze, $16,951.74.
I think that's pretty much it for finance and insurance. Human resources, employee relations, Mr. Hill.
We did have a closed session on personal matters that we'll finish today.
All right. Law enforcement, emergency management.
Just quickly, from what we had discussed on Monday, the Phil Chalmers training that we're hosting March 7th. I'm just giving you this little reminder I'm going to be able to give to you because it'll be next Saturday. It is probably once in a lifetime training for many people, especially not in our line of work. So be good for somebody to get there. It's very, very interesting training. As long as you understand, it's a little bit gruesome at times. So if you've got a weak stomach, bring your bag. You're in. No. Okay. Otherwise, it will be very good. Zach Crest Community Church starts at 8 to 9 for get to meet Mr. Chalmers, and then the 9-12 presentation. So if you can make that, I highly encourage you to do so. In your packet I left there on your desk the Monday is a survey I did. I had a certain day to do a full survey of people in the courthouse for presentation. Just want to see the good, bad, and the ugly from that. We had about half that like to see that down there when high-profile things like this happen in the courthouse, and the other half like to see it there all the time. So I just wanted, and they have some good positive comments, and some that I knew I would achieve, but at least to give us some idea of what it played.
How many of those surveys did you get?
I think we got a total of 26 total.
How many employees are there in the courthouse?
Close to 50.
So we got about half, so about a quarter of the people that... Okay, I was just wondering. I heard a lot of rumbling about it, so it surprised me when half of them wanted it.
Well,
so it's about a quarter of the courthouse.
You're going to hear. I mean, you're going to have different opinions, obviously, but it is what it is. At least we determine now. Next time it comes up, which probably will at some point in time, at least we kind of have some idea how it went. So, and speaking of the trial, got the number together. That's it. Averaged out about $1,000 a day. I think. Figured out what it ran for, so expenses. So I submitted that to the clerk and then this week, and so they'll have that for reimbursement purposes. So that's out of that.
Thank you, Sheriff.
Thank you.
I guess I'm here too. PNC Monday talked about continuing talk on wind regulations and some ongoing permits and other stuff that will be coming up later on. Road and bridge.
Mr. Chairman, almost all of the things in discussion on Monday are on the agenda, so I'm not going to beat a dead horse. The only thing, east end of Pickerel, there's a stone structure there. Galen said it should be replaced before the overlays if they're approved. So we instructed Galen to get them done to the park.
All right, we have some timed events. We'll skip on past. I guess we could receive. There's a sign up sheet on the table over here for the 1 and 6 public hearing if anyone wants to speak at that. So if you could put your name on this, if you'd like to talk at the 1 and 6 public hearing. We could receive the recommendation from planning and zoning on special use permit number 2020-1. It's listed before the public hearing, so I guess we could take
the applicants
public
hearing. Are planning on coming in.
Would you like to wait until they're here to talk about that?
Well, we could do the Dalby.
Oh, okay. Will you hold on for us for a little bit, Lisa? I'm sorry. Galen, we could receive Highway Superintendent recommendation for Gage County 2020 overlay for the asphalt projects.
$2,698,648.75. Pavers Incorporated, Waverly, Nebraska. They were the lowest and best bid.
Mr. Jurgens.
With that being said, cost per mile breaks down to $262,004, basically. And what I've gathered,
and that moves on to our next item, which would be accept, reject, award bids for Gage County 2020 overlay for asphalt projects C34, 1160, 1161, and 1162. We have a motion from Jurgens and a second by Bauman to accept these bids in the amount of $2,698,648.75 for these three projects to Pavers, Inc. of Waverly. Is there any further discussion on these projects? If not, I'd ask, and I assume funding for this will be taken out of multiple places, probably potentially STP dollars, possibly road and bridge sinking, and also inheritance funds. And these roads, I guess, are 89th Road, South of Coke, Holmesville, Blacktop, and part of Pickerel East. Yeah, it could also come from just some of the road budget as well. But we have a motion by Jurgens, second by Bauman. Vote. 6 in favor. The motion carries. We have 15 minutes still. We could receive the recommendation from planning and zoning on the Dalby Prairie conservation easement that you tried to give to us before.
That's great, because everybody's here, right?
Okay, perfect. Good day.
You are, the reason you're having to hear this, first of all, is because of state statutes, which Chet is here, and also the Nebraska Land Trust is also here to answer any questions that you might have. But this came forward to us because of state statutes, and basically what it boils down to is in order to minimize any land use conflicts of any sort when counties have zoning in place, that this is the state statute that says they refer it to you, and then you referred it on to us to take a look at it. And so in the research that went by for this, our comprehensive plan states in 2.2 to preserve and promote natural resources in A1 areas and to maintain lands for traditional use for agricultural as previously done. So there's a unique deed that's on record, and I'd like to read into record what that deed said, if I could, please. This deed presents back into January 1944, and in our research it said this is coming from their family between Dwight Stout Dalby and then also to the University of Nebraska Foundation. So, and it, within that deed, we found that the tract of land hereby conveyed in its virginal prairie, untouched by the plow, and now in the same state as it is at the time the sturdy pioneers came west in search of opportunity and began the building of a new empire in America. Among these pioneers and sharing their vision was Ford Lewis. Ford Lewis is the father of the beloved wife and helpmate down through the years, Hannah Virginia Lewis Dalby. And so from her father, she inherited her appreciation of the prairie, and it was her wish, as well as it was mine, that this bit of this great inland empire be preserved in its natural state. The consideration of this gift is therefore the desire that this gift shall be a memorial to my deceased wife, Hannah Virginia Lewis Dalby, and her father, Ford Lewis, without creating a condition to the effect that it is my wish that it still remain into its natural condition and used for agricultural purposes. So I do know the commission does recommend approval for this conservation easement. It changes nothing about the land use. And one of the comments, I think, and things that we talked about at committee meeting on Monday was who would be managing, you know, the easement itself, and we also have someone here from the Nebraska Land Trust. So it's not entrusted to Gage County to make sure that the wishes of the family are carried out. It's given to Nebraska Land Trust, and they will do that. So I'm going to, if you don't mind, turn it over to Chet, and he'll answer any questions that you might have.
Thank you, Lisa.
Yep.
Morning.
Good morning.
My name is Chet Bailing. I'm with the University of Nebraska Foundation. And just a few words. I appreciate having that deed read in from 1944 that expressed the wishes of our donor very well. And certainly one of the cornerstone values that we have at the foundation is honoring the wishes of our donor. And that's part of why now that I should take a step back and say, since we were given the property back in the 40s, we leased it to the university, which has used it for research. They no longer have use for the entirety of that section, and so now we are going to sell about 503 acres of it. We're going to retain 137 acres for continued use by the university, but that 500 acres is to be sold. And so to continue to honor our donor's wishes, when we no longer own the property, it seemed the tool by which we would do that would be this conservation easement, which is why we're here seeking approval on it.
Mr. Hill, do you have any questions on this?
I guess I would comment it was the donor's wishes that the university retain this property, but if you're choosing not to, this is the best thing.
That's our feelings on that, yes.
Yeah. Mr. General, question. This is native prairie?
That's correct. My understanding is it's been never been plowed.
How many? Here's a question for you. How much native prairie is in Gage County? Do you know if it's not been?
I would say Dave.
640 acres, the whole section there was.
No, the outside of just that one, this countywide. I know a few smaller parcels, but
statewide, 98% of tallgrass prairie is gone.
But there's a little more than you realize that's out there. And some of it that's been pastured like this has is still native prairie.
That's right.
Any other questions?
Is it going to be sold on public auction?
That's correct. We're going to be advertised very soon. If you approve this conservation easement, the advertising will start immediately, and we hope to have it sold later this spring.
And some of the other tracts are selling also, right?
Yes, the university owns adjacent tracts on the north side and on the west side, and those will be sold at the same time.
You don't have any concerns with who will be managing that then, potentially, or is there any stipulations?
No, I think it's as good a choice as out there.
Okay.
And I do have a resolution that David just handed me. It looks like you would put your imprimatur on this, consistent with the statutory language to approve moves.
It is. Let me take that down. Because we would have our own resolution.
Yeah, so resolution. Justin come up with this resolution. So we'll sign that on then. I think he's
going to. Does this reduce the amount of money I need to keep contributing to the foundation?
It increased.
Oh, okay. All right.
This is
I knew I got half one way or the other.
But we'll send on this one, because this is the one that Justin prepared. Then.
Here, give him this. This is a copy that the Deputy County Attorney came up with for us to sign as well. So we'll probably have two of them.
Right.
If that's okay.
So we have a recommendation from Planning and Zoning. We can really move on to approve or disapprove resolution on conservation easement request by the University of Nebraska Foundation on a portion of Section 35, Township 3 North, Range 8 East, on the 6th p.m. in Gage County.
I think you've got another person who wants to talk.
Sure.
Yep.
I came down here, I may as well.
Okay.
I brought these, I may as well hand them out.
All right, sounds good.
Good morning. My name's Dave Sands. I'm Executive Director of the Nebraska Land Trust. And just real briefly to let you know who we are, since we'll be taking care of this easement, is we're an agricultural land trust. Our mission says we're about conservation of agricultural, historical, and natural resources. And we list them alphabetically because we don't want to imply one more important than the other. And so what we do is we protect working agricultural lands, be it farms or ranches. The Nebraska Cattlemen serve on our board of directors, as do the Sand Hills Cattle Association and a number of other producers. And so we believe that this form of land protection that keeps land in the economy and on the tax rolls is a good way to conserve it. And we appreciate the University Foundation for wanting to conserve this prairie, because prairies are so rich. And so I would be happy to answer any questions regarding Nebraska land trust.
Well, and what this easement will do basically is it'll put the easement on there. That basically it'll stay managed similar to what the university managed it throughout its tenure, maybe slightly more restrictive, but then you have the legal means to enforce that easement.
Correct. Mainly the easement's designed to keep the grass right side up.
Right.
And you've come and presented to us before. We appreciate what you do. That is that does put some teeth to it. That's kind of what John was worried about before, is we don't have the means to police this, or, you know, there's really nothing we could do. So this takes care of the policing of it, takes it away from the county, and still keeps the intended purpose.
Correct. Yeah, we have a full-time staff member who monitors all our easements at least once a year.
And certainly I think you'll have willing buyers for this property. What they're called is good managers of the land.
Yeah.
You're going to have your boss speak? Or?
No. Well, I would ask for a motion to approve. Do we have a resolution number?
Yes, 20-03.
To approve 20-03, resolution on conservation easement request for the aforesaid land.
I'll move to approve it.
Second.
Moved by Hill, second by Dorn. Any additional discussion? Vote. 6 in favor. Motion carries. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The The next item on the agenda is approve or disapprove general utility easement between City of Beatrice and Gates County on a tract of land located in Section 33, Township 4 North, Range 6 East. This is one that's gone through the county attorney's office. It was not brought to the attention of the highway department, though, so we've referred that over for review, and then we'll bring this back on the agenda for the next meeting in 2 weeks. That'll give Galen a chance to look at it and make sure everything's okay on the highway department end, if that's all right with the board. That way Galen has a chance to look at it in case there's any additional work required. Approve or disapprove amending the agreement between Gage County and the townships to grant an additional 1 mile of rock or gravel per township for both the spring and fall allotment for 2020 due to needs expressed at the annual township meeting.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Moved by Juergens, second by Bauman. Mr. Juergens, you want to explain some of the conversation?
At our Township Association meeting last week, of course, everybody's mentioned some of these roads. Due to the harsh winter, and lucky we doesn't have it this year, to the harsh winter we had last year, a lot of these roads are still in ill repair out there. There was a request by many or a few people that we would look at doing something with that. The allocations per township varies anywhere from 8 to 10 miles, depending on your location and traffic. The Monday at our board meeting, I think everybody here thought there was a need for this to try to get caught up. Cost, Eric, did we say 3,000 miles in there someplace?
In that ballpark.
Material? What it will take. Down through the years, it used to be 7,000 bucks a mile. Now it's been lowered to 6, or quite a while at 6. And so it is just stretching out there as far as we have to have it. So, anyway, I would like to have this approved. I think there's a need for it, and it will improve our roads tremendously. I think just for this year, this is a 1 year thing. We'll have to see what we've done.
Any additional discussion? We have a motion by Juergens, second by Bauman. I would ask you to vote. Seven in favor, motion carries. And that will be for spring and fall. We have a timed event at 9:15 on the clock. I would ask for a motion to close rock and gravel bids at 9:15. Moved by Bauman, second by Dorn. Vote. Seven in favor.
Okay.
The rock and gravel bids.
I'll get him here. I just have to get that signed.
Oh.
$1,255 up to $1,290. I could be off on some of these. I'm just picking them up. The crushed rock. Incorporated for wash and screen gravel for Gage County. This is all in cost only. From the Alex Pit, cost range from $1,110 per ton. These are different locations I'm just talking about, different townships. Down to $755. All in from the Powell Pit. The Alexandria Pit's located, I think, north of Alexandria, and the Powell Pit's kind of right south and east of Fairburn.
North and west of.
North and west. Okay, all in from the Powell Pit. $615 to the high of $925. Hard Rock 40. That's a bid for Gage County Crushed Rock. I'm just gonna state the 3/4 all the way through the 2-inch because they appear to be the same. We're talking $16 per ton. Crusher run is 13 on 1.5. County Rock and Gravel bid from Beatrice Sand and Gravel. This particular one, and that's why Galen has spent some time working on these, has the hauling cost along with the material. But I'll just give you the pit price for the gravel from the Alex Pit. $13.15 per ton. Total price range is all the way from $20.30 up to $23.75, hauled and material both. This is screen material from the Powell Pit. Pit price for the material is $12.95 per ton, and the cost hauled is here anywhere from $17.70 all the way to $22.85 hauling the material. This is Beatrice Sand and Gravel again. This is price per ton on rock. I assume from the site's quarry. I'll go to that common one again. The 3/4 up to the 2-inch crushed rock, clean, $16.90 per ton. Crusher run is 14 on 1.5 to 1-inch.
Crusher run is what?
Excuse me?
Crusher run is what?
Crusher run is $14 for the 1.5 and inch. We also have delivery and a total cost from Sites Quarry. Prices range again, total delivery and material.
Thank you.
$19.05 all the way to $23.05.
weeks and generally.
Yeah, and then Galen usually has the cheapest all the way down for hauling and materials and everything else.
And rock and gravel prices, generally we accept all of them anyway. We do have a couple of representatives from Beatrice Sand and Gravel, Justin and Rick, if you have any questions for them about gravel. If no one has any question.
Well, I do have one question.
Justin, would you come up since you're here? Give your name for the record, please. We do appreciate your bid, too. We're not trying to put you on the spot.
I'm Justin Lane with Beatrice Sand and Gravel. And my question just is, what's the availability of gravel going to be? Well, we are producing at the Powell Pit. You know, we've had a fairly mild winter, so usually when it's 29 degrees and rising, we can still make gravel. So we have been, and the counties have noticed, so they've been hauling it, too. So, I mean, we don't have an overabundance by any means there at the Powell Pit, but we'll just continue to produce. And then at our Alec Pit, the wash gravel, currently we don't have anything on hand, but we do plan to get fired up here in the next probably 5 days or sooner and get rolling here. Hopefully get a little bit of a surge pile here before it really started beating us down, but I'm sure we're going to do our best to accommodate. You know, that's all I can really say.
Good. Thank you.
So we did that one vote was to give another mile in the spring and fall of rock or gravel, so we were already tight on gravel, and now we're asking for more again.
Yeah, we'll hopefully we'll try to make accommodations to meet the demand. I mean, we know it's going to be there this year because there's a lot of stuff to be done that didn't get done last year, so we'll do our best to try to keep up.
All right, thank you very much. We appreciate your bid.
Thanks, guys.
Mr. Jurgens?
Just in conversation, I did have a call from the gentleman that I think it's south of Hollenburg. I can't tell you the exact location. It's proceeding on open gravel pit. The material he had before was not quality material. He says he's going to put in a wash gravel screen there, but he is not anywhere near being ready, so he couldn't put it in. But he's got about 60, 90 days he'd be running there.
All right. We will wait for a recommendation from Galen then in a couple weeks.
Do we accept all bids?
I suppose we can. We usually accept all bids anyway.
I think that's what we've done.
Yeah. I mean, if you're asking to review them and make a recommendation, I just suggest, unless we've done it different, let him bring it back and recommend that we accept all bids like we've done in the past.
Yeah.
That's just.
That's probably a good idea. We don't know.
Otherwise,
I think we've done that in the past. I think that's well.
We really have to wait for our next time to go that one. All right. Well, we have two more timed events, three more timed events. So we will recess for 5 minutes until 9:30. Ready? We will reconvene at 9:30 on the clock. We have a timed event. To close, accept, reject, or award fuel bids, I'd ask for a motion to close bids.
So moved.
Moved by Bauman.
Second.
Second by Hill. Vote. 7 in favor. Should I give these to Gary or over to Terry?
Fuel? Yeah, it's Terry. It's highway.
Looks like we have two bids.
This is a bid for Dade County diesel and gasoline. This is from Sat Brothers Petroleum. The bid is for the 63,000 gallon number 2 premium dyed diesel fuel with fuel added package, no state or federal tax. A bid for $65,000 is $1.865 per gallon. The second one is for unleaded gasoline. The state tax is in place, but no federal tax. The bid per gallon for 32,000 gallons is $2.055.
Is there any reason to review those, or? I guess I could ask for a motion to accept an award.
Well, I would say review, but we could do it at this meeting.
Okay, we can do that. That'd be fine. I don't know if there's much to review. Did we ever do any testing? Last year, we've talked about that, and everything came back the way it was supposed to.
Yep. Did we review those tests here?
I never saw.
No. Test them all.
I brought this in to you.
Oh, you
I was there when the. Turned on your chair, I think, okay. But I didn't know why we were getting this. It's a redevelopment district for Southern Wyoming. Our next timed event is at 9:45, so we kind of just wait until we have a review from Galen and Becky. That was pretty
good.
You got the gravel and rock done too? Would you give us your recommendation on fuel?
Recommend accept the low bid from Sapp Brothers. Diesel fuel at 1.865 a gallon, and on unleaded, 2.055 a gallon.
Thank you. I would ask for a motion to accept and award the fuel bid to Sapp Brothers for $1.865 on dyed fuel and $2.055 on unleaded.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Moved by Jergens, second by Bauman. Any additional discussion?
Yeah. Galen, when we go to the outlines, is there an amount tacked on to that price to go to Philly or Adams? Do they have fuel barrels at those locations still? Or?
Yeah, they have 500 gallons of tanks.
Right, and they just deliver that at $1.86.50. There's no delivery cost for me.
Good question. Anything else for discussion on fuel? I'd ask you to vote. 7 in favor, motion carries. And we will recess again at 9:38 on the clock until our timed event at 9:45. We will reconvene at 9:45 on the clock. I'd ask for a motion to go into a public hearing for the purpose of hearing support, opposition, criticism, suggestions, or observations relating to the Gage County 1 and 6 year proposed highway improvement plan.
Second.
Moved by Bauman, second by Dorn. Vote. 7 in favor, we are in public hearing. There's a sheet. Did everyone that would like to speak at the 1 and 6 hearing have a chance to sign up? All right. Well, we will begin with Lenhart Fritzen. Mr. Fritzen? Could you give your name and...
Lenhart Fritzen, 29813 South 120th Room. How many races do you guys get here? That's my tax numbers at work.
Sorry for all the recesses.
But anyhow, what I want to go to the 6 year plan. It's already all made as far as that goes. But over 20 years ago, I'm going to that Virginia Road that connects to Liberty. And that was supposed to have been done, and then politics set in, and it ended up, it went southwest to Beatrice to the golf course. And I'm just wondering, is it still in the 6 year plan, or where are we sitting at on that? Is there any information on that?
Yes, it's still in the 6 year plan.
It's still in the 6 year. How far down the line?
That you'll have to talk to the. I would say a long ways myself.
Long ways?
Within 6 years or outside of that 6 year?
Yeah, but this was 4 years ago when I brought it up.
Wait, it's still on the book, so.
Still on the book, okay. Then another question is, how much has this sales tax brought in? Have you got any information on that so far for the Beatrice 5?
We don't know yet. What we're being told is we should have an idea in March.
In March?
They'll let us know what we're bringing in. The city of Beatrice did indicate that they're bringing in more than what they anticipated, though, on the half cent that they're collecting.
Okay, so you don't have no idea on that. I'm just kind of curious, I guess, to what a half a percent will bring in.
Until the end of March.
In March.
The initial estimates were $1.33 million
for the whole year.
For the year. So, I mean, that gives a rough ballpark idea, but by the end of March, we should have an idea.
Okay.
Or a better idea. We'll know what we...
From what I've heard, there's more coming in than they anticipated. It's an increase rather than a decrease.
Well, we should have equal. I got to pay for the fire station, you know, too. And so we should get as much as the other, shouldn't we, then, for
correct.
The county, too?
Correct. From starting
I mean,
in January.
A half percent.
Yes.
Okay. Then I got one more. Now, the quality on rock, is there any, do you guys check that on the quality on the rock? I mean, how much lime is in it and so forth? Do they come up to specs, or how is that?
We don't go out and check that specifically. Now, if you ever see there's a bad load of gravel or rock, we will get out there right away and sample that.
Well, some of the rock, I mean, it'll go to lime a lot quicker than others. That's why I'm wondering if you have specs on that.
As far as the composition, it's based on the 1033 Nebraska Department of Road Standards, I believe. Depending on what you would look at on those, the rock from Weeping Water is going to be the only rock that passes for some tests, but as far as crushed rock surfacing, the rock should be passing at that. It's a different freeze thaw and sulfate decomposition standard.
Okay, and then I got one more question. John, you're running in my district, right, for re-election?
Yes.
Are you still a Democrat?
I don't know if
that's in the grounds of the public hearing. That's outside the scope of this. So
what I question is, I never know if I'm a Republican or Democrat. I always got a check there to see what the problem.
Well, I would suggest you visit with him at a different time on on that.
That's something off limits for us to talk about.
We'll see you Saturday night. We'll talk about
that. All right.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Friedson. That's the only person, Mr. Dorn.
He might have seen some crusher run.
We haven't put any crusher run on the road, so have we, Galen?
Very, very seldom do we use it. Once in a while, we'll put it on a county road.
Yep. And if he's seen that,
that's very possible.
Maybe that's what his question is on the.
We've had a couple more people come in. If anyone wants to talk at the public hearing for the 1 and 6 plan, any comment from the board on 1 and 6 for this, or we'll have that.
Galen, is the only time we've used crusher run is when that's the only thing that's been available?
No, there's been times when the area may not be deeply rutted, where you put on 1.5 inches on a county road, it's really not needed. But if you put on gravel, it's a little bit too soft for that. So we'll go with the crusher run. It has more fines in it. This kind of blends in better. But yet you have some.
Anything else for the public hearing? If not, I'd ask for a motion to come out of public hearing at 9:51 on the clock.
Second.
Moved by Bauman, second by Dorn. Vote. 7 in favor. Up next, approve or disapprove resolution. Is it
20-04?
Resolution 20-04 on the Gage County 2020 through 2025 1 and 6 year proposed highway improvement plan.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Moved by Jervis. Second by Bauman. Galen, do you want to walk us through anything, or does the board have any question on the 1 and 6? We were presented with packets on that.
I would just, Galen, maybe comment on the progress of what we completed last year. I think that's given weather conditions and things like that. Previous year of road improvements, so you can see a significant focus on bridge replacement. Really try to do a good job at some of those are delayed. We try to pull out a lot of those timber bridges, replace culverts and things like that. If I remember right, I haven't heard a lot of complaints anymore about larger farm equipment getting across narrow bridges. That's slowly decreasing. Just don't get better. That seems to be a big issue. Taking out some of those that had the sidelines and stuff that were up high.
Now we have delineators that just. What? Now we just have the delineators that bounce back.
Yeah. So I think this maybe just a quick summary of what we got done last year. I think there's some merit.
That'll cover 5 to 10 minutes, so then they just got another 10 minutes to fill. So I'll come up with a few more questions. Yeah.
Last year, the 2019 one-year plan, we did complete 17 projects on that list. 13 of the projects were replacing bridges and culverts with larger culverts. There was 4 projects that were armor coating projects and paint striping projects. That was on the Adams Valley, 11.8 miles. Christ Lutheran Church, 6 miles. PWF West, 6 miles. Wymore and Liberty, 10.2 miles. They were also paint striped after the armor coating was done. We also paint striped, done some paint striping on the Wymore Grave Bend Road. There was 2.75 miles. A little stretch on the 89 Road out by the Coit Plant, 0.3 mile. The ethanol road was striped at 1.2 miles, and South 66 Road, there was 2 miles of striping done on it. And also on the Locust Road, south of town out by the city landfill, was 2.75 miles. That was the main projects we got done. We also did numerous projects on flood repair,
culverts and bridges. A lot of FEMA sites were turned in for this, and a lot of it was fill lost around culverts and stuff, and there was a crew working pretty well full-time on those that were submitted to FEMA to get those projects done. There is still three project sites left that was turned in to FEMA for larger culverts to be done. One set of culverts on Elm Road is at the site. The other two are being designed, and as soon as they're here and we start our spring construction, those will be the first ones to be put in on those locations. So with all the rain and moisture we had last year, was kind of a rough year for construction, so they cut back on our main or project sites that we got completed because we put so much time in on the flood projects that we had to do. So that's just a brief summary of it.
I think it's important to remember some of these projects. It's not just bringing an excavator or a backhoe, ripping out the old, putting in the new. There's fencing that's got to put, if it's in the waterways, so that we're not having a lot of runoff and things like that. There's people that come and check and make sure that we've got those things set correctly. And yes. So those projects may seem simple, but it's just not. We do work with the townships. We want their feedback on projects that need to be replaced. And are we pretty good about getting those projects submitted in time to get all those reports, or there's still some delay there? I know we've encouraged them to do that.
For the townships?
On township control roads, where they're responsible for those with their culverts and things like that. I know in the past, and kind of Johnny come lately, they'd say, oh, we want to put this on there, but then we've already approved it. Are we still encouraging them to do that?
Yes.
That, you know, you're looking through it, majority of these replacements are probably on county or township roads.
And I think that just speaks to that relationship that we need with them to give us that feedback. But then we have to follow the process again. It's just not throwing a tube in. There is a process to go to do that.
Yes. I know we do have several requests from townships. When a culvert is bad, if they do have a notion that they think the culvert is undersized, they do request me to do a sizing. And if the sizing does come back 48 inch and larger, then it becomes a county project. And we do have quite a bit of that through the townships.
That always is a question, is what projects got done and which were just there. Quite a few projects were still done, even though there was all that additional labor on the FEMA work, the flood repairs and flood repair, flood maintenance, flood re-repair. There's a lot of extra work last year.
And two of those projects we did get done last year were actually on the bridge match projects. There were two large culvert sites with triple culverts that we did get put in, even with all the rain. So those were submitted to be reimbursed. So.
And then refresh my memory, how many bridge match projects, state bridge projects, do we have from the?
We've got the round three bridge south of Holmesville on the blacktop. Hopefully it'll be out for bids in August. We've got a concrete box culvert that was actually awarded in round three out here by the Hidden Acres Golf Course. There is still in design, and that will be left this spring sometime. On this year, we submitted three bridges in the round four bridge match county program. We were awarded those three sites, and bridges will be replaced with large culverts. And those are currently in design on those. So we've been very fortunate. We've got a lot of, since the program started, and I think it's 2017, we've been awarded the program at least one project every year. So it's kind of been really lucky.
The Claytonia Bridge up there just south of Claytonia on the blacktop, is that didn't get picked up for the day?
No, I submitted that in round four. That project was not accepted. We will turn around, I will accept that again this fall in round five. Also in round four, there was four box culverts that was submitted also into that program, and none of those were selected. And I will resubmit those for round five coming up this fall.
Just going through the iteration here. the length of the bridge up south of Claytonia?
For the new, the length that's there?
What's the length of that bridge?
It's approximately 95 foot long
and
right now.
The projected cost?
Projected cost would be about $700,000 for a new one.
So we have to submit that through the state program unless we decide to go out on
Yes, and talking with Road and Bridge, we have had the engineer start doing the design work on that structure. Like I said, it will be submitted again in round five, but sooner or later that the county will have to replace that, so we have started looking at that for replacement down the road.
And if we don't get part of the state program, roughly $700,000, say by the time we get there, it's probably $800,000. If we try to go and come off current tax levy to try and do that, it would take, what, 4 cents?
If we did it all in 1 year? Well, we're already at levy limit, so it's
and
not.
That's my iteration, is that it would, there isn't anything left to do. So if it doesn't get picked up by the state program, it's not going to get done.
And keep in mind,
realistically, anytime soon.
If it gets picked up at the state program, as of round four, it was 55% up to 150,000.
They raised that to 200,000.
And now it's up 55% up to 200. But that's still only 200 of that. I mean, not to take that lightly, but the lion's share will still fall on Gage County.
Correct.
Which we do appreciate that. I think on that bridge match, 1 through 4, we've received somewhere around $500,000 to $600,000 in additional funds from the state. Is that about right?
For the project we've done, yeah, they've been pretty close.
So I mean, that's $500,000 to $600,000 that has come back to us from the state. So we do appreciate that. Any additional discussion from the board on the 2020 through 2025 1 and 6? We have a motion by Jergens and a second by Bauman. If there's no further discussion, I'd ask you to vote. 7 in favor. Resolution 20-04 passes and is approved. I would ask to receive the recommendation from Planning and Zoning on Special Use Permit number 2020-1. Do we need a motion to receive that?
No.
Okay.
Just comes out.
Okay. Morning, Lisa.
Good morning. All of you should have gotten a packet of information to review, so if you have any questions, Dan is here as the applicant, Dan Crawford is. This particular multi-purpose building / agricultural building will be located at 27349 Southwest 131st Road. This is where they reside, and they also have their farming operation at the same location. They are in an A1 area. We did notify 42 landowners of the hearing both for February 11th and also for the hearing today. So the Crawfords were required to go through this process for the special use permit for two reasons. The first was because it is intended to be a public use facility, and even though the building may house some agriculture, they see some other incentives in that building, so it would be for public or recreational uses. And the second one is that it sits in the setbacks within an existing livestock facility. So Dan Crawford, on behalf of their family, they have 3 children who are actively involved. He presented the project for the multi-use building. Their intentions is to have a full court basketball / volleyball court inside the building for practice and for sporting events. And then a portion of that building will be used for agricultural storage. Dan explained to the commission that the building could have potential for other uses, such as meeting events or receptions from time to time. He's exploring that right now. He's been working on finalizing the plans with the state fire marshal and has been in touch with Lincoln Township and Sheriff Gustafson on the project, and will continue to do so if the project is approved. So in your packet, you have everything, including the public notices, the application, maps, the diagrams of the proposed building. You have the sign-in sheet. We only had 2 people that spoke, and that was for the project on behalf. And then there's also support letters from coaches and Beatrice Hoops organization in that packet. So one of the things he presented also to me was he took He took the incentive to talk to the livestock production facility and does have a waiver signed and will file that upon approval of this particular permit. So he took the time to talk to his neighbors, and based upon that, the commission does recommend approval of the application. Our vote was 4-4-0 against, and then we had two absent, and then we were operating as a body of six because we were waiting for appointment. So, questions?
We do have a sign-up sheet for the public hearing that'll follow this somewhere here.
Yep.
So for anyone that would like to speak, please sign up. Any questions for Lisa?
Okay.
All right, thank you. Public hearing is a timed event for 10:15. It is 10:05 on this clock. So for a third time, we will recess at 10:06 on the clock until 10:15.
Still waiting on it.
We will reconvene at 10:15 on the clock. I would ask for a motion to go into public hearing for the purpose of hearing support and or opposition to special use permit 2020-1 for placement of an assembly agricultural building to be located in the southeast quarter of Section 6 in Lincoln Township.
So moved.
Moved by Lytle.
Second.
Second by Hill. Vote. 7 in favor. We're in public hearing at 10:15. We have a sign-up sheet here. There are currently two people on it. If anyone else wants to sign up, please let us know. Up first is Dan Crawford. Oh, I'm sorry. No, that's right. I'm sorry. Tracy did not want to speak, but he signed up as well. Could you give your name and address for the record, please, Dan?
Dan Crawford, 27349 Southwest 131 Road, Beatrice.
Thank you. Do you want to tell us about this building? Or?
Well, Lisa did a pretty good job, but I guess I can go further on. This has kind of been an idea for the last 2 or 3 years. A lot of you have kids or grandkids that probably play basketball or are currently playing basketball and maybe a bit frustrated with gym space or lack of gym space or being able to use gyms at certain times. And with two kids, one a freshman, one a fifth grader, it's sometimes a challenge. Have some facilities like the Y, but that's becoming busier and busier, and with the schools. We have middle school, we have kids that are fifth grade practicing at 8:30, not getting done until 9:30 at night, so it's been a challenge. So, as I said, it's been something I've been wanting to do for the last couple of years. I've got two kids that are really passionate about basketball, and basketball's a sport that you probably need to have your, you know, playing about every day or shooting every day if you can. So, just finally decided I'm going to move forward with something that not just for my kids, but maybe for area kids, maybe not just Beatrice, but for any kids that are involved, that want to be involved, give them another opportunity, to a place to come and play and shoot and maybe have some tournaments. And I help coach a traveling team, so give us a place that we can go and don't have to worry about where we're going to go practice. So that's kind of how it started. Obviously, it's a facility that I want to be able to use for multiple things, machinery, maybe down the road, use it for events if somebody wants to rent it, going through all the proper channels with the fire marshal, making sure we all have the right bathrooms, all the fire exits, so everything will be ADA, all approved by that. So that's kind of where we're at, and hopefully we can move forward with the project.
Are there any questions for Mr. Crawford? All right, thank you, sir.
That was easy.
We're pretty easy to talk to.
We can make it tough.
Thank you.
Dan is the only one on the list to speak. Does anyone else want to speak at the public hearing? If not, I'd ask for, and there's no action to be taken on this at this time. But if there's no other, if there's no action. What's that?
No, it's 2 weeks.
We'll have this on the agenda in 2 weeks for approval. But if there's no other discussion on this item, I'd ask for a motion to come out of public hearing.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Lytle, second by Hill. I think that's just past precedent, waiting 2 weeks?
That's not precedent, that's statute.
Oh, that's statute, we have to wait 2 weeks?
Yep.
I thought that was just precedent.
We ran into that on another deal.
Oh, okay, that's why we're waiting 2 weeks, is it's in the statute. We have a motion by Lytle, second by Hill, to come out of public hearing at 10:19 on the clock. Oh, 7 in favor. We are out of public hearing, and we'll have that back on the agenda in 2 weeks for approval then. Thank you for coming in. If I did not miss anything, as the end of the agenda, is there anything else for the good of the order before we go into a closed session? Seeing not, I'd ask for a motion to go into closed session at 10:20 on the clock, necessary for the protection of public interest or for the protection of needless injury to the reputation of an individual. This will be for a personnel issue. Do you have any, Jules, do you have anything for a public statement before we go into closed session?
If you want to see
me. Just a brief public, we'll hold off on closed session for a second to allow for quick comment from our attorneys in the insurance case for the Beatrice 6. Jules, can you give your names for the record?
Joel Bacon and Joel Nelson from the Keating O'Gara Law Firm. Thank you for having us this morning. We just want to give you an update on with respect to where we are with the insurance cases. We're happy to have some good news this time. As you recall, there's two different cases that we filed with respect to insurance. One involves EMC Insurance Company, and the other one involves NIRMA and their various excess carriers. The recent Supreme Court decision that came out on the 31st of January involved the EMC case. We had lost in the district court on the question of whether or not a professional services exclusion barred coverage, because law enforcement officers are a professional service. The Supreme Court reversed that decision and said that law enforcement underneath the terms of the EMC policies are not professionals. And so now that case has been remanded back to the district court for further proceedings. So this is good news. We needed to win this battle in order to keep the litigation going against the EMC. One takeaway that everyone needs to understand is we want a battle. The litigation is not over. EMC is going to continue to press other arguments for how come there is not coverage. And then just real briefly as well on the other pending case, NIRMA. That case is currently pending before the district court. NIRMA's made arguments for how come they don't believe there is coverage. They filed a motion for summary judgment last fall. That is currently still pending before the district court. It was fully argued in November, and we're waiting for a decision on that one. So that's where we currently stand.
Thank you. Now, we'll be discussing this in the personnel matter in closed session. I'll ask you two to stay, and I'd ask for a motion to go into closed session at 10:22 on the clock, necessary for the protection of the public interest or for the protection of needless injury to the reputation of an individual.
Second.
Moved by Lytle, second by Dorn. Vote. 7 in favor. We're in closed session at 10:22.
Okay. I control that too. All right. You're on.
Ask for a motion to come out of closed session at 12:58 on the clock.
So moved.
Second,
moved by Dorn, second by Hill. Vote. 5 in favor.
Yay.
4 in favor with
five.
Bauman voting nay.
5 in favor.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Lytle's gone. Lytle's gone.
4 in favor with Bauman voting no.
Lytle's gone.
One more on Lytle.
Hill, Byers, Dorn, Tiemann voting yay. Bauman voting nay.
Okay.
Motion by Byers, second by Bauman to adjourn. Vote. 5 in favor. We are adjourned.
Reduced by 15 cents.
10:30, 2 weeks.